Good morning. It is the weekday wake up on the SVI Radio Network, Swift 98 and the Spur. Lincoln County Attorney Spencer Allred joining us in studio. Good morning, Spencer. How are you doing today?
Good, Duke. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Appreciate you coming in. Some big news coming out this week in a case that you've been involved with for quite a while. That's, of course, Joanne Hakes, and Ronald Weirheim was sentenced earlier this week. Tell us about this, how it all finally came to a conclusion, kind of an unexpected way for your office.
Yeah, it was a little unexpected. We were actually in the process of getting ready for trial. We had a jury trial scheduled towards the end of June, and so we were getting ready for that, preparing, and kind of a little out of the blue, he decided to enter a plea in this case instead of going to trial. And so, you know, based on that, we always look at doing these types of things in this kind of trial for a lot of reasons. Judicial economy, it saves money, it saves time and effort, and we provide some certainty and finality to the family as well. We don't have to drag a family through a long jury trial, so there's a lot of reasons that we do these types of things. And in this case, we were happy with the sentence and the plea agreement that was reached in this matter. Sometimes they get a little uncomfortable. We were comfortable with this. We felt that it was the appropriate plea deal, the appropriate sentence that would be pronounced on this, and so we felt fine moving forward. We always work with the families in this case, and they were very supportive of this and moving forward the way we did on this case as well. This case has taken a very long time from the time she disappeared, obviously, to the time that Mr. Weirheim was finally sentenced. So it was very, very fulfilling time for not only the family, give them some closure and some finality to this, but it was a good thing to just let the public know and get this case taken care of and Mr. Weirheim sentenced to the penitentiary.
Well, I can't imagine the relief that this brings to the family, closure and having it done. You talk about the timeline on this case. It was kind of a case of unexpecteds. First, with her going missing to begin with, this 6 or so years ago, finding her remains was also unexpected, how that played out. Spencer, walk us through the timeline of this and maybe help set up from start to beginning how this all came about to
Sure.
finally this conclusion.
Yeah, absolutely. It began in early January of 2015, she wasn't reported missing for about a week after, and our sheriff's office was just doing some digging, of course, on our famous Misty's list, really, is where this really started, and so we kind of saw that there was something out there, and so our sheriff's office started an investigation, which really turned into a 4-year investigation. She was a missing person. We had some ideas, but at the same time, we had no proof of anything of what had happened with her, and so the last 4 years have just been following up on leads. We had leads from all over the country, really. This hit cold cases. There was podcasts done of this story, but there was never anything that we could solidly point out. We had sightings in Oklahoma. We had sightings on both coasts, things like that. You know, we had even psychics calling in saying that she's alive and she's over here and those types of things. We followed up on all those leads, of course, but those all turned out to be dead ends. So it was. It was kind of unexpected, a stroke of luck, really, with some snow plowing that maybe brought something to the surface that wasn't expected. And so, luckily, we did find her remains, and we were able to move forward with the case at that point and bring this case to a close. So it was a very good deal. But and again, now it's taken since the time he was arrested. It's been right at or almost 2 years since that. So this has been a very long process as well.
Lincoln County Attorney Spencer Allred in studio this morning. And again, Ronald Weirheim was sentenced to 25 to 40 years in the Wyoming State Penitentiary. Spencer, he pled no contest to second-degree murder charges. Explain that a little more for us. What's the difference between a no contest and a guilty plea?
Sure, sure. So a no contest, in a criminal sense, a no contest plea and a guilty plea are the exact same thing. the reasons for a no contest plea sometimes have to do with civil cases. You don't want to plead guilty in a criminal case if there may be some civil liability out there. So there's that option. Basically, what you're saying is you no longer contest the charges against you. And what we do is, as a prosecutor's office in law enforcement, we bring forward allegations or charges against a person. And so they have these options: not guilty, guilty, or in this case, no contest. And basically, in his mind at this point, he says, he told the court that I no longer contest all of these allegations that the state has made against me. I don't contest those. And so virtually they're the same thing in a criminal sense. A no contest plea is exactly the same thing as a guilty plea. In this matter, the difference in a criminal state, he doesn't have to lay a factual basis or actually tell the court what actually happened. He just has to accept all the allegations that we've made against him. So virtually it is the same as a guilty plea.
Spencer Allred, Lincoln County attorney, again in studio this morning, talking about Ronald Wierheim going to prison 25 to 40 years. He's in his upper 50s, if I'm not mistaken. Do you anticipate him spending the rest of his life behind bars?
I don't know how he'll do. He will not be out for a very long time. He's 57 at this point. So I can't anticipate anything at this point. We did feel very comfortable. I will say that we did feel very comfortable about the length of this sentence as to his life. We certainly looked at his life as his age now, and decided that was, in consultation with the family, decided that was a very appropriate sentence. And he will not get out till he's potentially a very, very, very old man.
Well, Spencer, we appreciate you taking some time with us this morning. Anything else you'd like to talk about with this case or the sentencing? Anything involved with this case you wanted to mention?
Sure. You know, I do appreciate the family. They went through a roller coaster on this case. You know, again, for 4 years, they were not sure what happened to their mother. They didn't know if she was a missing persons or if she had been killed, certainly didn't know the circumstances of her death. So they had to go through that for 4 years. And as I mentioned before, a lot of those things, we had sightings, we had people telling us, no, she's alive. We had folks, you know, every time there was a missing persons that was found in California or in the East Coast, there was a unidentified remains. It got their hopes up. And so we would have to go through and take care of those things. And so for 4 years, they had a very rough time just dealing with the circumstances and not knowing. And so once we found her body, it was a very good thing. Its case took 2 years to get to where we're at right now, which is not normal. That's a very a much longer time typically than we deal with on these cases. We did have some aspects of mental illness that we had to deal with, and that's one of the reasons that this case took so long to get to where we're at now. So I appreciate the family's patience in this. They were very good to work with and very supportive of us and all of law enforcement in this. And finally, I'll just thank all of law enforcement, Lincoln County Sheriff's Office, especially our agents with the Division of Criminal Investigation who are stationed here in Afton. They saw this through from the very beginning. It was interesting as we were trying to get ready for trial and in talking to some of these deputies that were on this case 6 years ago, it was having to go back in their memory banks a little bit, but they were so great to work with us and keep this case fresh and wanted to make sure that this was prosecuted correctly. I really thank law enforcement. Idaho helped us out a lot. A lot of our witnesses and even Ron were living in Idaho at the time. Idaho State Patrol helped us track down some witnesses and helped out a lot. So a lot of teamwork went into this case from my office. Blaine Nelson, my attorney over in Kemmer, is our expert on mental illness and NGMI. He did a fantastic job working this case through the court system and reaching a conclusion. It's a very good day for the county as well as law enforcement, and especially for the family of Ms. Hague. So it's a very good day for all of us.
That's Lincoln County Attorney Spencer Allred. On Monday, May 10th, in District Court in Kemmer, Ronald Wierheim was sentenced to 25 to 40 years in the Wyoming State Penitentiary after pleading no contest to second-degree murder charges in the case with Ms. Hakes. It's all part of the weekday wake-up on the SVI Radio Network.